The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Download the podcast, The Officer Tatum Podcast, on all podcasts and platforms. So much to talk about today. I know I say that every day, but every day is something new and crazy. You got Nancy Pelosi, who's a complete idiot. Whoopi Goldberg is half retarded. And Jean-Pierre Paul, or I say Pierre Paul, that reminds me of that football player. Jean-Pierre, she's nutty as well. And the White House is losing their minds. All of this, and also I want to talk about Carrie Lake and the election results in the state of Arizona. But I'm going to start out with Nancy Pelosi. Can somebody explain to me why Nancy Pelosi and the United States government feel that there's a need for us to even attempt to travel to Taiwan? This is the weird part about Democrats that I will never understand. Why do they want to participate and be involved in endless wars? I think it's the Democrats that are pushing endless wars. I think we should have no business of our government giving money to the Ukrainian government. Now, I understand that people may want to help out the families that are displaced and different things like that. That makes sense to me, right? We can still be a helping hand to the people that are not responsible and have no real involvement or connection with what their government is doing. But why did Nancy Pelosi feel that it was that important for her to travel to Taiwan? When China was saying unequivocally, I don't know how clear they can be. Hopefully they're cowards and they don't actually act on the things that they've been saying, but they warned her. Don't go to Taiwan. You do not need to interfere with what's going on in Taiwan. It's the same thing in Ukraine, in my opinion. Russia and Ukraine are a thing. China, Taiwan is a thing. If you begin to meddle or participate in affairs between Russia and Ukraine, you are literally threatening the the sustainability of Ukraine, of Russia, because leveraging Ukraine is a benefit or detriment to Russia. And if we were Russians and there was a Ukraine situation with another country, we would have a problem with it as well. Now, I'm not saying that what Russia is doing is good. I have no real involvement in that. But what I'm saying is that I can see how antagonization, that's probably not a word, the antagonizing efforts of the United States of America and Ukraine will cause conflict with Russia. Same thing in Taiwan. Now, Nancy Pelosi and these brain-dead Democrats decide that they're going to go over and push democracy. We want to highlight what they're doing. Now, when China bombed them, then what are we going to do? Because if you look at any of the reports, it says that Beijing has scheduled live fire military drills this week. They're live firing and doing military drills all around Taiwan. Now, I don't know what signs and symptoms you need to discover this, but that's a sign to me that they are planning to attack Taiwan. They've already mentioned to the United States of America, don't get involved, be intelligent about it. We haven't visited Taiwan, at least an official. Let me see. Nancy Pelosi was the first House Speaker to visit Taiwan since Newt Gingrich in 1997. That was 25 years ago, if my math is right. Or around 25 years. Why are we doing this? Just take a seat real quick. Let's process this. We've wasted our time and money with this shutdown. We've essentially hurt our economy. We've pumped all kinds of money into the economy with no real positive effect, in my opinion, because we're literally just printing money and added to the deficit. We did all of this just to get involved in wars with other people. We've sent over $9 billion, or at least we committed to $9 billion being sent to Ukraine, the Ukrainian government, to help them fight Russia. Now, we didn't meddle in the conflict between China and Taiwan. And now what are we going to do if Taiwan and China have a conflict? Are we going to interject ourselves into a conflict with China and Taiwan? Are we going to risk one of our fighter jets getting shot down because of that conflict? And if our fighter jet gets shot down by China, what are we going to do about it? And if we don't do something about it, we're going to look like cowards on the world stage. Why are we even participating in this? Our country reminds me. No, let me say our country. The current administration reminds me of a person who has to live their life filled with drama. It's almost like a woman who just cannot stop dating knuckleheads. It's almost as if she wants to get into fights and conflict because she can't live a normal life. She can't live a life of peace, and she can't work on her own self. She can't work in her own house. She has to go and create drama with other people to make her life feel more fulfilled. And that's what I feel like the Democrats appear to be doing. They want drama. They want conflict instead of fixing what's going on here in the United States of America. Brandon Tatum, why didn't you talk about Nancy Pelosi before? Because I feel like the significance was being drawn to her actually traveling to Taiwan and whether or not she was going to get shot down. To me, the bigger story is not, is she going to get shot down? Because she didn't and she wasn't, and we already know she wasn't. The biggest conflict is that what is going to happen to Taiwan now that she has stoked rage, now she has poked the bear, and we didn't flew out of there, and now she back at home on home soil. I'm just really concerned, and I'm not into geopolitics, I'll be honest. I don't know a lot about it, but I'm a regular average citizen who reads. And reading all of this context surrounding the conflict between China and Taiwan, it's making me believe that something is going to happen. Chinese officials are saying something is going to happen. Chinese officials were warning America need not to be involved in this. The true question is the risk reward. Nancy Pelosi traveling to Taiwan, what did that yield for America? And what has that essentially yielded in a positive direction with Taiwan? Some people may say, hey, it's inevitable. China is going to get in the face of Taiwan. It's going to be a problem. And it's inevitable. They're going to do it no matter if Nancy Pelosi was there or not. But the real question is, what is our involvement in that? We can't pay Captain Saver for every other country when we have our own issues right here in the United States of America. If anyone ever wanted to attack America, the attack will happen now. We are the most divided that we've been in a very long time. Economically, people are struggling. The morale in our country is at an all-time low. All you can do is look at how people view the effectiveness of this current administration, and it's historically low. Most people don't believe that Joe Biden is doing the right thing. Most people don't believe that this current administration is actively participating in the best interests of Americans. And then you throw in conflict overseas. Our government is trying to pass a bill through the House, force this bill of over $700 billion worth of spending. Many economists and people that I've read are saying that this is not a positive thing for America to then push an agenda that raises taxes, which is going to hurt all working class people. Let me explain that a little further, because I'm off the subject of Nancy Pelosi. She's a complete idiot. They're going to get us into a conflict they can't get us out of. However, raising the taxes. Do we have that clip of Obama? I know we had it. If we can get the clip ready from Obama saying that we should not raise taxes during a recession. Now, they're trying to raise taxes during a recession, but they're trying to get us with the okey-doke. They want us to believe we're not in a recession, so raising taxes makes sense outside of a recession. And therefore, it validates, or at least it doesn't negate, what many Democrats were saying previous to us trying to raise taxes. I got 1 minute, and I want to explain this, and then we're going to continue the conversation after the break, but I want to explain this. When you raise taxes on corporations that are already being smothered as it is, they're going to raise prices of goods. And when the prices are raised, the consumer, which are the taxpaying people that they claim they're not raising taxes on, they're going to have to pay more. It's almost as if they raise taxes across the board. And then when they have to raise prices, and then we're in a recession where people are struggling to pay for things in the first place, they're going to have to start laying people off because the money is not coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, investor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet sets is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. For example, the queen sizes are regularly priced at $89.98, but now they're only $39.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and also a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There are a limited supply, so make sure that you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for your exclusive offer on the Percale sheets.
Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Brittany Griner. She going to jail. And I'm not excited about her going to jail. I really am not. Because at the end of the day, whether she's foolish enough to hate America, she's still an American citizen. And I think that she had no business taking illegal substances across country lines and expecting nothing to happen to her. But 9 years in the slammer is a lot of time. Now, I want you to understand this, because they're not going to tell you this on the news. She pled guilty. It's not as if Brittany Griner felt like she wasn't guilty of the crime. I don't know if her lawyer told her to plea, but she pled guilty to this crime. And that sentence that carried along with this crime was 10 years. They gave her 9 years. I think 9.5 years is what the prosecutor recommended. That's a lot of time to be in prison. And even just that's rounded up to 10 years. I mean, that's a decade in prison. Brittany Griner is probably in her late 20s. She's going to be 30-something when she get out of prison. And she's going to prison in Russia. Now, I've never been to prison anywhere. But I would imagine that Russian prison probably ain't as nice as the United States prison. I don't know if you're getting three hots in a cot. The only benefit that Brittany Griner has is she big. So ain't no women going to be taking advantage of her unless there's some Russian women in there at 6'9". And the good thing for Brittany, and I'm not trying to be funny, but the good thing for her is that she actually likes women. She's attracted to women. She's 31. She's going to be 40. She's going to be 40 when she get out of there. But she likes women. So maybe she won't have too much of a hard time being around a bunch of women. I'm really not trying to be funny, y'all. I mean, we have to have a comedic relief in here somewhere. But, man, that's a lot of time. But you know what else is discouraging to me? Is that she trashed the United States of America. She didn't want to stand for the national anthem. She was conditioned to either hate America or fall for the Joneses of telling her that she doesn't need or she doesn't feel like that she belong here. And so her going to prison in another country could wake her up to the reality of what's going on. And I don't think we should rescue her, to be honest. I don't really know if we should. If that was my sister, I would want somebody them to do something about it. But at the end of the day, it's our country that will have to act on her behalf. It ain't me. If I have to act on her behalf, I'll do what I can and try to get her. I'll pay her lawyer fees. I'll try to figure out a way. But our country can't act on behalf of one individual. We just can't do it. Unless they can give a reasonable negotiation. And let me tell you how crazy this administration and the pretzel they put themselves in. If they go forth and negotiate to get to allow the freedom or at least return back to Russia one of their terrorists, which provided material support to terrorists is what the first guy, Bout, I think his name was Bout, what he was accused of. He was an arms dealer and provided material support to terrorists. And this is not just in America, but around the country. And we ended up getting him and putting him in prison here. We're going to release that guy? The same administration is crying about gun violence? You're going to release an arms dealer? I mean, God dang, can y'all pick somebody else? You're going to release an arms dealer and y'all are trying to pass legislation to help with gun violence. It doesn't make sense. And then, of course, Russia said go kick rocks. Then they wanted to release a convicted murderer. What is going on here? And then when you look at it, you say, we're going to release an arms dealer that provided material support to terrorists and another person who's a murderer who got sentenced to life in prison. We're going to release him to Russia for a basketball player that can barely dunk. Smoking vape or whatever, not vape, but whatever she was smoking, marijuana out of pen or something. Maybe this is a lesson to the young people. And this should be a lesson. It was another basketball player. I forget his name. He got caught up in the airport in Texas, in Dallas. Got marijuana. I think he had a gun in his backpack. I don't know if he was high or he's stupid or both. I don't know how to say his name. Emo, what is his name? Iman Shumpert. Iman Shumpert. I know Iman Shumpert. I know what the guy looked like. He's pretty good at basketball. But how stupid do you got to be to go to the airport with a gun and drugs in your backpack? But regardless of that, young people, you reap what you sow. If you are out here cutting up, it will bite you at some point. She may have accidentally had the stuff in her bag. Maybe she shouldn't have been using it in the first place. Your mom and them told you that you should not be using drugs. It's not just because they feel like telling you that. It's because there's consequences that come with your actions. If you spend your life using drugs, doing illegal activity, eventually it may come back to bite you at the most inopportune time. Call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243. Unapologetically Christian and 100% real. The Officer Tatum Show.
I want to continue talking about Brittany Griner. I want to call it Grinder, like Nick said over there. He said Brittany Grinder. Y'all don't get the joke. Anyway, Brittany Griner, her excuse was that she has medical marijuana and she decided or she accidentally left the marijuana in a bag because she was packing in a expedited fashion. She was rushing. And any man in America knows. Let me just explain it like this. Don't get mad at me. Women they have a whole bunch of stuff to pack, and they get crazy when they packing all kind of stuff. I can see how a woman can forget a vape pen or whatever in a luggage. However, Brittany Griner is a man, or at least in her relationship, she looked like the man and the other girl looked like a girl. So her masculinity makes me believe that she aligns more with men. And you know, men, we ain't packing hardly anything. It's no way we're going to accidentally put a pen in there because we only got 5 shirts and 3 underwear. And we gone for a whole month. Women got makeup and if it's, you know, if they time the month correctly, they got to put them things in there. And so you got a whole bunch of stuff that women are packing. But Brittany Griner, she dressed like a dude. She act like a dude. She's probably not packing that much stuff. But I do feel bad for her. Let me say this. I do feel bad for her. I mean, to a certain degree, I do. I'm not just a complete heartless person. Like, I feel bad for her. Like, 9 years is a long time. 9 years in a foreign country? She's probably not going to be able to see her family. Her wife may have to move there so she can have visitation, but that's horrible. And that's a steep penalty for like, a first-time offender, I'm assuming. She's a first-time offender getting 9 years in prison. Maybe that's why it's a good thing to live in the United States of America, because you would never get 9 years for a first offense on a vape pen. People will murder people and don't get that much time in America. Drunk drivers, hitting people, killing people, they get 5 years. Good behavior, they get 3. If you kill somebody in this country, depending on what the circumstance is, if you plead guilty, they may give you like 10 years. You know, what's the girl's name? I think she only got like 12 years. The police officer that went into Botham John's apartment and she thought that she was going into her own apartment. So she said, which I think it was completely ridiculous, even though that may have been true. But that's how do you go in somebody else's apartment, don't look nothing like your apartment, and end up killing the guy? They only gave her like 12 years. Brittany Griner got 9 for drugs. But, you know, you live by it, you die by it. I want to talk about, let me jump to Carrie Lake real quick. I only got 1 minute to talk about this. I want to talk a little bit about Carrie Lake. I'll finish the conversation after the break, but I got about 1 minute. Carrie Lake is ahead in the gubernatorial primary in the state of Arizona. All of the naysayers are shocked. I'm not shocked, but the naysayers are shocked. Why are you shocked that Carrie Lake is winning? Have you looked at her campaign? Have you made an attempt to see what the people are saying in this country? We're sick of these politicians. We want Trumplicans. And not just because of Donald Trump. We want America First Patriots. We are sick of these people ruining our country. Carrie Lake is going to win in a landslide, in my opinion. There's tons of Democrats that couldn't vote for her in the primary. Because in the state of Arizona, you have to be registered with the party you vote for. There's tons of Democrats that's going to vote for Carrie Lake in the general. Y'all better be paying attention.
The Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. Follow me on social media at the Officer Tatum. Follow me on Rumble, and I'm everywhere. Everywhere you at, I'm there. Just put in Officer Tatum, you'll find me. Breaking news developing right now. The Mall of America is on lockdown due to a shooting. Now, I know some people would like to imagine that this is another active shooter situation with rifles so they can ban guns, but it seems like it's an isolated situation. It's been confirmed as an isolated situation, according to the mall. There's a short video that they posted on Twitter that shows a man walking into the Nike store while shouting, and a sound of three apparent gunshots can be heard. Danny, I don't know, this is probably not the person here. Danny Rainin, 22, Minneapolis student, was at the mall with friends when the announcement came out. Okay, so I don't think that that was him. This probably was a witness. This person said that about 75 people were at the small room. They did not hear any gunshots fired, but saw people running away. The mall marked the 30th anniversary of its opening on August the 11th and was placed on lockdown New Year's Eve last year when two people were shot during a fight. One man suffered a gunshot wound to the leg and another was grazed. So right now it's developing, but it appears to be an isolated situation. According to information that I have or that I'm reading, it doesn't appear that there was a person who is deceased. It says, according to dispatch, audio and shots were heard near Nordstrom on the northwest side of the mall. The dispatch audio that the incident possibly involved juvenile males fighting. Did anybody want to make a guess as to what these males look like? I bet it was some young black boys in there acting a fool. And if it wasn't, it wasn't. But if I had to guess, young juvenile males getting into an isolated shootout in the mall at a Nike store, it seems that this culture of violence that happened to be in inner cities. Now, I am going to be thankful and glad if it's not black kids. But unfortunately, this stuff happens all too often and nobody wants to talk about it. But the investigation into the officers involved in the Breonna Taylor case, we were talking about it in the last segment, they may have some merit here to a certain degree. It wasn't completely a clean warrant when you go back and look at it. However, the portion of the warrant that's in question wouldn't have prevented a warrant from being obtained in the first place. From what I was heard, what I was told is that they had mentioned that the mail, I think I said the post office confirmed that there was mail sent to Breonna Taylor's house from Jamarcus Glover, who was the main suspect. Now, they had surveillance of Jamarcus Glover going to Breonna Taylor's house and leaving with packages on multiple occasions. So that in and of itself would have been enough. Now, the negligence part and the intention part is where we will find out here into the trial, if they give him a fair trial, is that were they negligent, did they attempt to lie, knowingly lie, to obtain a warrant, or was it a matter of miscommunication? Meaning that somebody may have said, hey, yeah, I'm going to confirm with the post office. And then somebody else believed that it was confirmed. And so they had mentioned it in a search warrant full of a whole bunch of other stuff. And I want you to understand that. Tatum Report, we have it exclusively. You go to TatumReport.com and then you click on Breonna Taylor. Just search Breonna Taylor. I think I'll have my people put it at the front because people are going to need to see this. You can read the whole investigation. It's 40 pages. It has pictures, poll cam pictures. It has audio from the jail. So when Breonna Taylor was communicating with Jamarcus Glover in the past, it has the communication between Jamarcus Glover and other people, family members, even her mother with Jamarcus Glover, I believe, currently. Her boyfriend, who was initially booked into the jail because he shot at the police first, and then it ended up determining that it was inconclusive of whether or not he hurt the police, so they claimed that it was relatively self-defense. But his phone calls with other family members and phone calls with other people regarding Breonna Taylor is all transcribed in that document that I'm telling you guys about. So when you read it, you will see that it's unequivocal evidence that Breonna Taylor was knee-deep in this conspiracy of selling drugs and all kind of other stuff. I wouldn't call it conspiracy. This drug ring that was going on, which her mother, this is the funny thing. In the document, you will read it. Her mother is on a jail phone call saying that we need to get back to the trap house. You know, pretty much saying the drugs ain't going to sell themselves. We need to get back to the trap house because they hit the trap house with a warrant. And then after all arrests were made, like 2 weeks later, they arrested people again in the trap house for selling dope. Breonna Taylor's mother is involved, and this is, let me just put the allegedly on there because I don't want nobody suing me, but I have the information, but I'll just say allegedly just in case they want to come after me. Allegedly, Breonna Taylor's mother is involved in like a motorcycle gang. These people, they lied to you and said Breonna Taylor was an EMT. She wasn't. They lied to you to say that Breonna Taylor was randomly sleeping in her bed and the cops got a fake warrant or incorrect warrant or whatever they want to call it, and they just barged in her door without knocking and killed her while she was sleeping in bed. That didn't happen, ladies and gentlemen. This was an investigation that went on for a long period of time. Breonna Taylor was also caught up in an investigation with Jamarcus Glover and others after a rental car that she rented had a dead body in it. A young Hispanic male was murdered and was left in the car that she rented. And there's a lot of other stuff that I might have to get my source to come on here, or not my source, but have to get somebody that's privy to the situation to come on and talk about it, because I got people that will talk about it. I just got to make sure legally they can come on and say some of this stuff on the air. But it's so much deeper than what people imagine. And I talked to Sergeant Mattingly, who was shot during this situation. And he told me exactly what they saw at the door. He told me exactly what they did. They did knock on the door. They did announce. There was a witness that heard them announce, that testified to it. At least he wrote in a statement that he did. He was afraid to follow up because they were afraid of Breonna Taylor's family. Not necessarily that guy, but I'm assuming that the other people were afraid of their family because her family was well known in that area. She was guilty, guilty, guilty of being involved with a thug. And they had every right to go in her house. They had all the evidence they needed. And this is a nuance in the affidavit for the warrant. And that's what they're trying to hang them up on. The bottom line is that they want justice, quote unquote, for Breonna Taylor. You know, I'm not saying justice was served because I don't necessarily think she deserved to die. But when you shoot at the police and you're involved in this criminal activity, bad things happen to you. You become victim of things that you may not intend to be a victim of. When you got your boyfriend and when you go look at social media pictures, they have guns and drugs and all kind of stuff. Her boyfriend who shot the police, they couldn't find evidence that he had committed crimes. But also, it took them a long time to get into the apartment after Breonna Taylor was shot. He didn't come out immediately. There is no evidence to disprove that he may have flushed drugs down the toilet. After she shot and everything went on, he didn't come out for a very long period of time. He could have been flushing drugs, hiding evidence. And people were saying, well, there was no money, there was no drugs found in her apartment. We don't know if he flushed the drugs. There was other things found at the apartment. And let me add this to the investigation, because people are going to come out with all kinds of theories, but you guys are going to be up to speed on it. One of the things that people don't understand is that after Breonna Taylor was shot and killed, it turned into a homicide investigation. Therefore, the prioritizing of searching for drugs and indicia of a crime was thrown out of the window as they proceeded with the warrant for investigation, or an investigation into the homicide that occurred. And people may not know that. So after they did that and they were able to come back, you know, they probably didn't, all the evidence could have been destroyed. It was a moot point at that juncture. I got 1 minute, so I'm not going to bring any caller in, but I'll have you, Ken. I see Ken is calling in. He's on topic. When I come back in the next segment, Ken, I'm going to bring you on because I think you have some value to add to this conversation. Also, it looked like Roy from San Antonio can add value to the conversation as well. And when I say add value, you're just on topic. I think everybody that call in adds value. Well, most people that call in add value. But I just want to make sure you're on your topic so I can continue the flow of information. So I want you to hold the phone. If you want to call in, 844-900-7243. I'll be back after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Outside my window, the robin builds a nest. At last Twitter's gone, a way to rest. again the leaves have returned to the trees. I can just feel that soul.
Making a difference in this culture war. Officer Tatum Show.
Callers are calling in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Ken from Chicago, Illinois, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Mr. Tatum. Thanks for inviting me there. I had a couple things I want to talk about. I want to talk about Breonna Taylor, of course. It's amazing how, the Biden administration and the Democrats want to, jump on this case, but not jump on the crime in the inner cities and all the, murder and the chaos in the inner cities that's really going on. They're not doing anything to, investigate any of that. They're not investigating where the guns come from. They're not investigating how the crime gets started. But somehow they want to get black people to think and the liberals to think that they care about a Breonna Taylor. That just don't make any sense to me. It's all a lie anyway, that they're doing this because they're not, doing anything for what about the rest of the black people in the inner city that have to deal with the crime and victims of murder, and chaos. They're not concerned at all with that. And you look at the gun laws, they're trying to take guns from law-abiding citizens, but they're not investigating the criminals with their guns. It's like take it from the law-abiding citizens, but they don't emphasize at all about, what they should do about the criminals using guns. Nothing at all. It's all a con game and a lie. And I don't know anybody falls for this. And one more thing, if I was a white police officer, there was nowhere in the world I would take a job in a blue state and try to do anything for black people. I'm just being honest with you. They should have no white officers at all, because after a while, I'm not going to feel sorry for them, because it's like, basically they throw you under the bus every time. They're trying to put you in jail. They're trying to incriminate you on stuff that's not true. They got the inner city, people that's throwing bottles at you, trying to fight you, kill you, and hurt you. So after a while, I'm going to start blaming you, because to me, they need to work at red states to protect, people that live in red states that appreciate them. And that's my fire for today, Mr. Tatum. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ken, thank you so much for calling in Chicago, Illinois. I couldn't agree more. Like, I'm confused. There's an article that came out about the Sesame Place situation, where you have a Baltimore family suing Sesame Place for $25 million in a class action discrimination lawsuit. $25 million that they're suing Sesame Place because a character passed over their children. Looked like the character was in policy. And Sesame Place said, do you want to give your kids the VIP experience? Because we apologize that they had to go through that. Mama and her dirty feet said no. She don't want her kids to have a good experience. She don't want them to have VIP experience. She wants $25 million from Sesame Place. And I'm not saying that this is the case, but it seems like in situations like this, she's willing to forego a VIP experience for her kids that she spent money that she probably didn't have to take them to this place. And she wants $25 million, but she don't care that these kids probably don't have a daddy. Now, I'm not saying that's her situation, but I have seen all too often women and people pushing an agenda, but she care about the Sesame character saying no to her kids, but the daddy ain't there. He said no a long time ago, and she ain't getting no money from him. Now, let me make sure I'm clear. I don't know their situation, but in every report, mom, mother sues. Daddy ain't nowhere to be found. I ain't heard his name. I ain't seen nothing. Unless Jesse Jackson is they daddy, I ain't seen a man involved in this, not one bit. Now, let me explain to you why I think this is crazy and why Ken was on to something special. If you look at the demographic in Philadelphia, let's just look at the demographic. They are crying racism, racism, racism. Oh, my God, a character passed over my kid. I would bet my career on it that some of them characters that are in the Sesame Place are black. And then I will bet my career that there was thousands of kids who were black that got hugs and high fives. They isolated the situation and want to make a big deal out of it. Is Philadelphia racist? Let's read some stats. Philadelphia has a black mayor. In 1988, a black man became the city's first black commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department. I think that's equivalent to the chief. at a position that's currently held by a black woman. In 2006, a black man was a Republican candidate for governor in Pennsylvania. A black man is a Democrat nominee for lieutenant governor in 2022. Philadelphia superintendent of public schools is black. Pennsylvania population is 11% black. And the blacks make up 9% of the state legislature. It's a lot of plenty of black representation in this particular city. Can you give me that again? Meanwhile, in 2021, Philadelphia has a recorded number of homicides, and this year is on the track to exceed last year's number. Most of the perps and victims are black, while nationwide about 10% of American families have their kids in private school. In 2004, studies showed that 44% of Philadelphia government school teachers with school-age kids put them in private schools. Failing all the way around, but you worry about Sesame Street characters. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Season of them all. Everybody get together and have yourselves a ball. There's magic in the air. Bring us everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I want to continue the conversation that I was having with Joe from Atlanta, Georgia, and he had made mention that police officers consider to call criminals that they have a warrant for to get them to turn themselves in and come out of the house peacefully and different things like that. And I want people to understand that, like, we have to talk within reason of these situations. It sounds good to do that, but there's certain parameters, right? If a police officer, because you got to think, a cop don't just wake up one day and say, I think Johnny is selling dope. There is a huge investigation that goes into it, right? There is surveillance. Johnny is selling dope to informants. They got him on poll cam. They got him on recording. They got audio, video, evidence, and testimony against this particular person. Once they get all the information they need that this person is a drug dealer or what this person is running a drug ring or a pedophile ring, they then get a warrant for that person's arrest. And if the resident, the residence also has evidence of a crime in it, they have to get a warrant to search the resident. When you get a warrant, you can only search the places that are on the warrant unless you see things in plain sight. So a detective has to go through all of these processes to establish probable cause and establish what we call an affidavit that they write, which is a statement of facts that they write on a warrant, and a judge has to approve the warrant. Now, there's multiple ways you can execute a warrant. If you have a guy that you know is living in a house with multiple children, you will not conduct a no-knock warrant on the house. You would not conduct a knock-and breach warrant or whatever you want to call it. You won't do it at the house. Many times we catch the person out on a traffic stop or we catch them at a location. We set them up with an informant and we get them away from the location and we conduct the warrant. If a person is in a house and we know that we don't want them to go mobile, which means we don't want a violent criminal with tendencies to take you on a high-speed chase and shoot it out with the police, take people hostage. You don't want him mobile. So you know he's at the house. We have information that he's there by himself. How do we find that information out? We have informants. We have UCs that go, they look at the house, they observe the house. They have to be 100% sure that there's no children involved in the house before they execute a warrant in which they're going to force entry. And so if they find evidence that the person is alone, they have to document a lot of that stuff in the affidavit of service. Now there is, sometimes you may be wrong, you know, but by and large, if a person has children that normally stays at the house or they may have custody of children, those things are factored into account before we execute a warrant on somebody's house. Now, here's the difference between calling a person before we execute a warrant, actually calling a person out through hostage negotiation after we execute a warrant and a no-knock warrant. So the first one is that many people that are not violent criminals, we catch them on traffic stops or whatever the case may be, or we have a warrant for their arrest, but we catch them out on traffic or we catch them at an event, we catch them with an informant, or we do call them and say, hey, do you want to turn yourself in if we believe they're not a flight risk and all of the other stuff. That happens rarely. Then you have the person who you conduct the warrant on, but that person becomes violent or becomes a situation of a hostage situation or a barricaded subject situation. We have an entire team of professional hostage negotiators that come out and attempt to communicate with people before we just barge into their house, right? We have technology, and many of these major police departments have technology. Like, we have things that we can throw through the window that'll drive around in your house. You can pick it up. It's like a phone. You can pick it up. You can talk to the hostage negotiators. They throw phones in the house. We use robots. We have a lot of technology. We have family call. We try to call their cell phone, and we get a professional on the line that will do a what we call a hostage negotiation. There's a, I tell you what, a lot of times those negotiations go well. We convince the person to come out. We give them incentives to come out. All of the above occurs before we breach their house, because we don't want cops to die and we don't want them to die. Now, there's another level of what we call violent criminals, meaning people that have already murdered other people. They've shot it out with the police before. They're anti-police. They have the propensity for violence. Now, we don't just say, oh, this person is violent. We'll never execute a warrant on that person because they're violent. So we just let them live and conduct violence and commit crimes until they get tired. That's not how it works. So when you get a no-knock exception, you have to then articulate very clearly that this is your intent and this is why. And a police agency or a police department doesn't verify the warrant, meaning that they don't give you the right to execute. You have to present that to a judge or a magistrate, and that judge will read the affidavit and determine that you have sufficient information to breach or to conduct the no-knock. If you don't have evidence in your warrant that there is no children present, and there is no reason to believe anybody else is at the house but the suspect or the suspects, a judge will not grant you a no-knock exception because it becomes too risky. It becomes too risky, and it's not enough information. Let me say this, too, about verifying addresses. You know, you're not going to call a suspect and say, hey, Tony, do you really live at this address? And if you do, I want you to come outside and get in the back of the police car, and you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life. Are you okay with that? That's not going to go well. Johnny is not going to pick up the phone and say, hey, my address is XYZ. I'll leave the door open for you guys. Come on in. I got coffee for you and donuts. That's not going to happen. People are not, they're not in that position for no reason. So we have a process in which, and I can't disclose all of it, but we have a process that we go through to verify the address. We don't just say, I think he lives there. We have evidence. We have pictures. We do other means in which we verify before we hit your house. And also we have phone records. We have electric bills. We have witness statements. We have informants. Sometimes we breach doors with informants in there, depending on what the situation is. So we have a lot of verification process. That's why you don't see a lot of people getting killed in no-knock warrants. Why you don't see a lot of people getting killed. Sometimes there's mistakes that happen. But when we do that, we have a tactical SWAT team that's well-trained, and majority, I would say 99% of our no-knock warrants go perfectly well. I mean, I say perfectly well. They don't involve killing people that don't need to be killed. And that is because we're well-trained. We go at a certain time where they least expect it. By the time we breach the door and we get to the suspect, they have no idea what happened to them. They have no idea. We're in their house, diversionary devices. We're coming in a way in which they don't expect us to come. We got SWAT operators in the building or in the house, 10, 5, 6 to 10 that's in there within seconds. And before you wake up and open your eyes and realize that this is not a dream, they already got you. You're already in custody. Now, somehow you got a gun and you shoot them on the way in, you're going to take an L. More than likely. Now, I know that the caller called in and was wondering about or inquiring about police hitting people's houses late at night, and because people don't expect the cops to be there, that they may end up shooting police officers. Now, let me say this. Breonna Taylor knew that she was involved in what she was involved in. She had visited Jamarcus Glover multiple times in jail before this happened. He had come to her house to pick up drugs in the mail from her house on multiple occasions. He was actually driving. She actually went to the trap house. All this evidence is on the Tatum report. She actually was seen going to the trap house multiple times, which is where Jamarcus Glover, guns, drugs, and many of the criminals involved in the criminal enterprise were at the time of the execution of the warrant. So she knew exactly what was going on. And they make the excuse that, oh, they didn't know. But the police actually announced before they ever breached the door. And if you look at the transcript, the boyfriend said, who is it? So they clearly heard them outside of the door, and they actually responded to the police officers. But then for some reason, he still shot at the police officers, and Breonna Taylor got caught up in the middle of it and died. Most people are not you and I that are just sleeping in your house and some police officer breached your door, and now you're shocked. That most people that we conduct no-knock warrants on are not that person. They know exactly what's about to happen. They got surveillance. They put cameras up. They do everything to prevent from getting caught by the SWAT team. So just to answer the caller's question, I would argue 99% of the people that we breach and we go in their house through a no-knock warrant, they know exactly what the deal is. And they're prepared to flush drugs. They're prepared to shoot it out with the police. They're prepared to do it all. That's why we do it the way we do it. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is. Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. A couple people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I'm going to get a couple callers, and I'm going to get back to a few things I want to address in the media. Let's see. Let me go to Rick from Tennessee. Oh, no, not it's Tennessee Colony, Texas. Never heard of Tennessee Colony. Hey. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. Yeah, it's near Palestine, Texas, by the way. That's funny.
Hey, what did you say? Say it again? I didn't hear you.
It's near Palestine, Texas.
Oh, Palestine, Texas.
Yeah, it's near there, yeah. It's right next to it. Anyway, so we're in, like, the country. Anyways, I just wanted to say, you know, I appreciate you calling out all these SJWs. I appreciate you clearing up. And actually, a lot of the stuff that I hear about in the news, I actually get from you about, like, the police shootings and stuff like that, mass shootings or whatever happens, and, like, the police response, especially, like, in Uvalde, Texas, the school there. I got all the information I got about that from you because there's so many lies going on in the media now, and I appreciate you actually standing up and calling all this stuff out and standing up for our rights to, you know, bear arms and everything, because ain't nobody gonna take my guns away.
Right. That's right. That's right. They better not. We have what we call God-given rights.
Yep. Oh yeah, and I 100% am a Christian, so, like, I'm not gonna be, you know what I mean, I can't stand as a Christian to hear all these lies come from the leftists and these SJWs and the stupid Democratic Party themselves. We are almost in a tyrannical government now. Yes. With who's in charge right now, we are almost in one. And of course they'd want to take away your gun rights because they want more power, more control. And they ain't about to do that with me.
Amen. Amen. Me and you together. I have to drive out there to Palestine, Texas. I grew up in Fort Worth, so I know where Palestine,
oh,
Texas is.
Go.
Adrian Peterson came from Palestine, Texas. He played football out there. So, but anyway, I had to drive out there, man. We'll get together and stand up for our rights. And I think that every American should feel the same way. The government does not run us. We run the government.
Nope.
We have God-given rights. And if they want to play with that, then they're going to fight fire with fire. And I guarantee the American people will win. We will win.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy things I hear. I watch Liberty Hangout. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she's amazing. You need to listen to her, Caitlin Bennett, you know.
Oh, yeah, I heard her.
She goes over to these colleges, and she's sitting there saying, asking them, you know, normal questions, like questions immigrants need to know. Like, who did we fight in the American Revolution? They don't know anything. Yet they're voting for our president. They thought we fought Boston, one of them said.
The Boston Celtics. That's what they.
I mean, it's retarded. And they're like, who fought in the Civil War, or what was it about, or anything like that? They don't know. They said, were we fighting the French? I mean, right. it's retarded. I mean, these people don't have the knowledge to actually vote.
Exactly. Low information voters.
I mean, it's retarded. It's our government's going down like crazy. That's why we need Trump back.
100%. Hey, Rick, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. I appreciate our kind words. You know, that's why people like me exist, man, because you can't really trust the media 100%. No matter what side you're, I mean, Fox, you go down the list. You can't trust it 100% because some of these people have an agenda. And, like, people like myself, nobody's running me and telling me what to say. I can say whatever I want to say, and I can give the perspective that I honestly believe. I'm not locked in some contract with some major company. They pay me millions of dollars, and if I say something, get them in trouble. I gotta hush down, and I can't say. I don't operate like that. I say whatever I want to say, especially on places like Rumble. I can say really whatever I want to say. On YouTube, I say 99% of what I want to say. You talk about the election, they'll ban you, and it's not worth really getting banned, because if I get banned, I can't reach anybody, especially the millions of people that follow me there. So I love you guys. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Making a difference in this culture war. The Officer Tatum Show. Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
Derek, I see your call. Hold on 1 second. I got to get you in, my brother. But let me slap Whoopi Goldberg over the top of the head one more time before I get Derek in. Whoopi Goldberg saying that God give you freedom of choice. Okay? Let me explain this. God does give you freedom of choice. And you can choose to go to heaven or hell. So... your choices is not inherently good. You have to make what we call the right choices. And for someone to evoke the name of God and say that God is ushering in or okay with abortion is absolutely out of control. Murder is a sin. I don't know. That's the Ten Commandments. In the Ten Commandments, Whoopi, where are you at in the Bible right now? Are you in Thessalonians 3:15? Because you ain't in the English Bible. Because murder is a sin. And if you were to put in your mind, because women have choices, you put in your mind that if Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Nazarene, were to be hanging out with you and you told him I was pregnant and I don't know what to do about the baby. Do you think Jesus, according to anything that you've read in the Bible, that Jesus will say, let's go down to the clinic and let's, you know what, get rid of your child? Jesus would never say that to you. That's not something that's consistent with biblical teaching and morality. Jesus would probably tell you, more than likely, that trust me, I will make this better for you. Although you have sinned or whatever you have done that got you in a situation and you're trying to get out of it, I will forgive you, but trust me. How do you know this, Mr. Tatum? Because I have an 11-year-old that's alive today. He's right downstairs. Because I chose life, ladies and gentlemen. I was in college. I didn't have a job. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I trusted God, and I said, Lord, I'm not going to choose that way, so please help me go the right way. And people came out of the woodworks and helped me. God had blessed me tremendously. And now look at us now. My son is down there. His birthday is coming up later this month. What a blessing from God. God gives you those choices. And if you want to be whooping, you want to choose to not obey God and do what's right, there's consequences. All right. So where's my caller at? Okay, Derek from Ohio. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. My name is Derek, and I'm 9 years old, and I don't like the way that liberal was talking to you, and I hate Joe Biden, and I wish you were president, and thank you for your service. I support your channel, and happy birthday to your son.
Oh, thank you, Derek. I love you, man. I love you. Hey, we're going to get the screener. I want y'all to hold Derek or at least get information from Derek. I want to send him some merch, and I want to send him my book and stuff like that. So, Derek.
Yes, I want his merch. Yes.
And Derek and Mama, thank y'all for calling in. It's such a pleasure to hear young people. And thank you, Mama, for introducing your son to wisdom at such a young age.
Yeah, you have been such an inspiration to us for years.
For years.
We have been watching you for a very long time, and my son cannot wait for your show. Every single night we watch you.
Yeah. That is awesome. That is such a blessing. That really warms my heart. And we're going to take care of you. We're going to get your information. And then I want to send, Derek, I want to send you one of my books. You're old enough to read, so I'm going to send you mine on my book. I'm going to sign it for you. And then we'll send you some merch. You could just tell the screen guy what merch you want on our store, and we'll send it to you. Send me your sizes and stuff. Oh, that just warmed my heart to see young people. I think that kid is probably the second most impactful kid in my life. The first one is my son, my 11-year-old son. When we have conversations, I hear my son speaking the truth. It makes me smile. His teacher told me that my son is one of the only kids that stand up for the national anthem. And he is the first kid that stands. And he encourages all of his other friends to stand up for the national anthem because he loves this country. And that's the powerful impact of good parenting. Teach your children young to love America, to understand nothing is perfect. America ain't perfect, and neither are you, and neither am I. But what do you do with the opportunities you have? God has given us an opportunity as a country, and look at what we have done with it, at least the people on the right side. Them Democrats, I don't know what they're doing. They on the other side. But the conservatives, the patriots, the American-loving patriots, we are doing the best that we can, raising great kids for generations to come with what God has given us, our freedoms, the first-world problems that we have. God has given those things to us. At least we don't have to live in war-torn Ukraine, where those kids are probably going without meals and having a very hard time. So we are thankful, and with our thankful and gratefulness, we need to do what's right by our children and our own selves. I want to tell you guys about Relief Factor real quick before we go into the break. Do you want a solution to aches and pains? Do you want a solution to aches and pains that actually works? The sticking point for me with Relief Factor is that it actually works. Everybody can talk about supplements and what they take and pain, and here you'll see commercials. I know for a fact that Relief Factor works. I take it, and I will not stop taking it until, I don't know, they run out of material. I will take Relief Factor until it's over, until they run dry. And you can be a part of the many people who take Relief Factor and have pain relieved on a day-to-day basis. All you have to do is go to relieffactor.com or dial 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Order now. 3-week quick start in 1995. You cannot miss out on this opportunity. Relieffactor.com. And we will be back, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to continue to have this conversation about the sanctity of life and why God has called me to make the decision to preach life to people so that we can be in better standing with God and better standing with ourselves. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243. Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to get you guys in, but man, I just have a feeling when I bring people in, they ain't going to stay at a minute. If you talk longer than a minute, I'm not going to be able to get to the other people. So I'm going to give you a minute. my guy's going to cut you off at a minute. So if you in the middle of talking, it's going to cut off, okay? But I want to get people an opportunity to speak. Let's see, Dan from – is that Minnesota? Welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Yeah, hi, Officer Tatum. Yeah, I'm in Invergrove Heights, Minnesota. Yeah, I mean, the Breonna Taylor killing, it seems to be extremely complicated. And I mean, I'm just kind of curious to just ask a question this way. When police faithfully execute a no-knock warrant, and I understand that there's a lot of contention around everything I just said in that situation, so I'm just putting this out there as a hypothetical. So when police faithfully execute a no-knock warrant, are they supposed to not return fire if the person shooting at them is using someone as a human shield to
they should not shoot back if someone is using a human shield intentionally. With Breonna Taylor's situation, they're engaged in a gunfight, and unfortunately she gets hit in the hallway instead of him, because what he did was he shoots at the cops, they shoot back, he dodges behind Breonna, and she's now in the middle of the hallway, and the shots are going off. And when you get into a shootout like that, you don't know who's really shooting back, or if, you know, you just know the first shot happened, officer goes down, you have to then return fire. It's unfortunate in that narrow hallway that he somehow dips behind her, and she take the first couple rounds. And when you look at how many police officers fired, I mean, it was just a couple rounds per police officer, and that's 8 rounds. And she got hit 8 times. And, you know, they shot more than 8, but I'm saying just a few rounds from each police officer already adds up to about 8 rounds. So, it was very unfortunate. I mean, they were cleared. I think it was a justified situation, just very unfortunate.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you.
Dan, thank you so much for calling in. Let's see. Anybody got a quick one? Let me go with Mike from Seattle. Mike from Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you, Officer Tatum. I'd like to encourage anybody that's unhappy with their politicians in their state, if they're pro-life, to just look into moving out of their state into a state where maybe even some of the politicians could offer to pay their moving expenses, and then companies could hire pro-life people, and we could get more pro-life people in pro-life states, and they would be happier, and then other people that aren't pro-life, that are adamant against it, then they could move into states. And you know what states would be more successful? God would obviously bless the states that were pro-life, just like people with business decisions, they move into different states for business reasons.
Amen. No, Mike, I got to go 100% right. Why don't we move and we make a huge, beautiful, conservative states, and then we have to worry about these liberals. They can stay on their own island and secede from the union. I'll be back tomorrow. See y'all later. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.